I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was so relaxed. I started drooling.
The wake up call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
106.5, the end.
If you've listened to this show, you know that Katie has an obsession with clickbait.
Oh, yeah.
Clickbait.
Very susceptible.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody more susceptible to clickbait.
If you don't know what clickbait is when phishing websites or scamming websites or something that wants to just generate hits,
Yeah. They'll
create some very catchy headline to make you want to click on it. And then you click on it and then you realize this has nothing to do with what I clicked on, what the headline says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie's obsession with clickbait might have finally paid off. Katie found an article where a clickbaity headline was actually true.
Here's the headline.
All right.
Man shoots himself in the groin and then things got worse.
That's a super clickbaity headline.
Yeah.
So,
right?
It is funny that you even clicked on that headline.
So, I mean, I clicked on it because you think to yourself, my God, how did it get worse? And then I found out.
That it actually did.
It did so good. Okay, so this guy named Cameron. Cameron's 27. He was carrying around his pistol in his front pocket of his jeans. Walking around his apartment.
Not in a holster.
I don't own a gun. That's not protocol, right?
No.
Okay. You don't put it in your pocket.
No.
Right.
Gun goes off. Oopsie daisy. Okay. Now,
that feels like a little more than an oopsie daisy.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Okay.
And who he is a 13-time convicted felon.
Oh, my God.
At the ripe old age of 27.
Cameron.
Wow. So Cam, he's not supposed to have a gun.
Yeah.
So he shoots himself. He tells his girlfriend, you got to take care of this gun. You got to get rid of it because I got to go to the hospital. And I can't have a gun. So she gets rid of it, takes him to the hospital. So he gets to the hospital. They start operating on him.
Okay.
A balloon of marijuana slips out of his rectum.
What?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Stay with me. Hold on.
During the operation.
We're going to get, because they had to get the bullet out. So.
Well, which way were they going?
Well, I mean, they had to have his pants off.
Right?
He shot himself in the groin.
Right.
Well, I guess he was relaxed that it slipped right out.
Oh, I guess if you're going to numb you up, that'll relax everything.
So, of course, if there's a gunshot wound, the cops get called every time. So the cops come to the hospital. They smell something fishy, not just the marijuana in his butt. And so they start going through his car. In his car, they find the jeans that he'd shot himself in with meth in the pocket.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait a minute. Did he take his pants off?
That means he had to have taken his pants off in the car.
Costume change.
Sweetie. Take this gun. Hold on. Let me take off my pants.
Right.
Before
I go back out there for an encore, I'm changing my costume.
Right. You've seen Beyonce. So he gets arrested.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Goes to the detainment center. They strip search him. Another balloon of marijuana comes out of his rectum.
Oh, my God.
He had two balloons?
Okay.
Of weed?
Okay, hold on. So then he's in jail. And he calls his girlfriend and he says, sweetie, they're going to call you and ask you how I shot myself. And you need to not tell them anything. Except when you're in jail, they're recording your call.
Oh, my God.
So they just heard the whole thing. Now he's facing additional charges. Now, here's the part of this that I love the most. he put the marijuana up there at some point prior to shooting himself.
Okay.
Did he? Yeah, he must have.
He must have. Because he said he didn't shoot himself and then go, my pockets are full of meth. Where am I going to put these?
Call 911, but first.
Yeah. So what was Cameron doing?
Second of all, it's marijuana.
In Washington State.
Isn't it legal?
Is it legal there?
It seems like it was always legal there.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Not the meth doesn't go up there.
No, not something as hard as meth to hide it. You don't put it up there.
Who even stores weed in a balloon?
I mean,
you put it in a baggie or something.
You're not a 13-time convicted felon.
That's true. I mean, maybe he's a 13-time convicted felon because he doesn't know how to do things.
That's true.
Or even what the law is. Like, at some point, maybe his girlfriend was, like, saw him, like, the guns in his pocket prior to gunshot, and he just has his sweatpants down around his ankles, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I just got some weed. Don't look." And she goes, "Did you say weed? Weed's legal. You can get it, like, at the vape store."
Yeah.
"Oh, don't ruin this for me."
He goes, "What's the fun in that?"
Yeah. "You don't know how to do it."
And this is why you can't be a felon and be named Cameron.
And also another takeaway is once you have one balloon of anything in your rectum, stop.
Call it quits.
Yeah, you don't have to do a second one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.